Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Bob Fish, who is CEO and co-founder of Big B Coffee. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
You celebrated a big birthday yesterday. Big B Coffee is 16 years old.
Yep. Today it's actually 16 years and one day old.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now I follow the company on Facebook as well. That's how I was aware of it. But also by driving by many Big B Coffees yesterday, I could see how popular the birthday was. Tell me how the day went for you in the shops.
Well, I mean, it was really, really busy. We were checking in with stores throughout the day here from the home office. But then I sort of did a tour of stores. I went to about 10 stores yesterday, and each store had a line to the door. Customers were happy because it was 99 cents. We think that's a great celebration to be able to give coffee at a reduced price on our birthday.
Well, it was, and I was seeing a lot of comments on your Facebook pages about thanks for the grand teddy bear. Tell folks what a teddy bear was.
Well, a teddy bear, we have a whole line of bear drinks at Big B Coffee because we think it's really hard to order a teddy bear and not smile while you're saying it. And we like people to be happy in Big B Coffee. But what's in a teddy bear is it's a combination of caramel and white chocolate. It's our third best-selling drink, and in some marketplaces, it's number one.
Well, no wonder people were smiling about getting a teddy bear, a grande teddy bear for 99 cents. When you look back at 16 years being a co-founder and reflect on it, the building of a company, did you know at the time, or did you just have a feeling that this was going to take off and people were going to love it, or was it a leap of faith?
Well, when we started Big B Coffee here in Lansing, there were already 35 coffee shops in the greater Lansing area, and we were just one at that point in time. Today, there's still about 35 coffee shops, but we're 25 of them. So when I started, my idea was to bring coffee to people in a less intimidating manner than some specialty coffee shops do. Our cultural values go something like this: be happy, have fun, make friends, love people, and drink great coffee. And we've been taking that message from day one till today, and it's just allowed us to grow enormously. Today we have 130 units open or under contract.
And that philosophy, I think, is what makes you different. Of course, all of us going through life stop various places, and there's definitely a difference in the atmosphere, in the feeling, walking into a Big B Coffee shop.
Yep, much more energetic. We're not the Sadoob types. We like to have you come in and have a little bit of a conversation with you, find out how your day is going. We want to make you a great product, and, we really have some fun drinks. The Caramel Marvel is our number one selling drink. A really easy drink to have and one that you can really have every day.
And in growing to the numbers that you're talking about from one store, where was the first store, Bob?
First store was in East Lansing, Michigan, right next to Crunchy's. Mm-hmm. In an old Arby's building. Actually, it was the 11th Arby's in the United States.
I was just in that one the other day.
Called the 24-hour store.
Yes, it is.
So if you're up late and you want to stay up later, you can always go to Big B Coffee next to Crunchy.
That always astounds me. I'm one of those at this point that if I'm drinking coffee after 9 o'clock, I may be up for a little while longer rearranging the furniture. But it's always nice to know that I can go there. I see the cars lined up at that hour.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that coffee makes you more productive.
It is. I do a lot of furniture rearranging and cleaning in the wee hours after a visit to Big B. My house looks great, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. But growing a company this large in the 16 years, what kind of obstacles did you overcome, or did you look at them as challenges instead?
Well, of course, we looked at it as challenges. And, we're a company that's grown from one shop to 130 units. In a rather unlikely economy, in a rather unlikely place to start from, but yet we've been very successful. And I think the elements of those success are certainly our positive attitude, that exudes from us, whether we're here at the home office or at the store level. But also we have that just really good Midwestern work ethic, nose to the grindstone, lean in hard, do a great job.
And I have to tell you, I won't mention names, and it'll be obvious why. Some friends of mine are franchisees with you, and they're in the starting process. And before everything was signed and done, my friend sent her husband into one of the meetings, and she said, "And you have to be happy. They're really happy people."
Yeah, we call those discovery days. We have them about every 2 weeks. We see somewhere between 14 and 20 people. And, you know, even if you just have an inkling that you would like to do something like this, it's just a really great experience to go through. But, yeah, we're some of the peppiest people you'll meet.
Yeah, and like I said, I had to laugh. Her husband's a wonderful guy, but she kind of admonished him ahead of time. Make sure you go and smile because they're happy people there. I loved that story. I someday when we're just talking somewhere, I'll tell you the names and you'll know who they are.
All right.
But the business climate in Michigan, you mentioned that a moment ago, to be growing. And you have to be proud of yourselves that you've been able to make it in this climate and have continuing franchisees all the time opening new stores.
That's right. And what we're really proud of is the 82 mini entrepreneurs we have. I mean, those are our franchisees. These are people that are willing to take a risk on a small business, go in, open a coffee shop, have fun with people, love people, and do a great job. Those are the people that make it successful. And then, you know, the other side of that is we have the hugest fan base. Our customers love what we do. And sometimes it's unreasonable how often they come to us. But, you know, when they come to Big B Coffee, they get that dose of happiness that I think is necessary in your day.
It was. Was the name change just a hiccup for you? Just, okay, we got to go to Plan B. Pardon the pun.
Sure. Well, Plan B is Plan A.
Yes.
And, the name change was, you know, obviously we changed the name. Beaners is a derogatory term. We didn't like that. It didn't fit in with our company values. But it was hardly a hiccup. I mean, it took a fair amount of investment to change the name. But what it did was bring us to the forefront in conversation with a whole bunch of people throughout Michigan. So when we made that name change, it just lifted our business higher than you can imagine.
Well, again, there goes that philosophy that we talked about, that just look at a challenge and move on and make it a good thing. You know, so many of these of the Big B coffee shops with the wireless connection have become a second office for a lot of folks.
That's right. And we love that. We love people to come. You know, in today's world of small businesses, and some of those small businesses are one or two people working out of their home, when they need to meet somebody, the coffee shop is the perfect place to meet. The atmosphere is nice, and the date is relatively inexpensive, you know?
Well, very, very good. It is, too. And I confess, I'm in frequently, and that's what I drink at home when I make it, too. So add me to the fans.
Yahoo.
Yahoo. Well, happy birthday. Happy 16th birthday and one day.
Thank you, Cheryl.
And we're looking forward to 17, 18, 37, and on and on.
Yeah, we like to talk about infinity.
Infinity's a good thing. I hope I'm around with you to enjoy all of this.
Me too.
Very good. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Bob Fish, who is CEO and co-founder of Big B Coffee out of East Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.